we were talking about, let's see, oh yeah, maybe if a child wants to hide from a person, he might get behind the sofa, and you'd say he has to do what? If he
stoop over or either crawl.
Maybe crouch down behind the sofa or something like that. And if he wanted to scare you, he might jump out from behind the sofa and say what?
Boo.
Boo? Okay. What about if a little child was going to say his prayers before he went to bed, you'd say he went over beside his bed and did what?
Kneel down to.
Okay. If you're feeling kind of tired, you might say that, well, I think I'll go over to the bed and do what?
Take a nap.
Okay. Before that, lie down. Lie down. Something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Talking about the same thing, you'd say that all morning, all he did was just, if he didn't get up all morning, he just
lay around.
Okay. What do you call those things that you see when you sleep? You say you had a
nightmare.
Okay, what if it's not necessarily a nightmare, it's just a
dream?
Okay. You might say, when I go to sleep, I dream a lot, but I can't remember what I've
dreamed.
Okay. You might say you were dreaming, but all of a sudden you
woke up.
Okay. What would you say you did if you bring your foot down real hard on the floor like that?
Stomp your foot.
Okay. What about if a boy meets a girl at a dance and he wants to see her home after the dance is over, he might ask her, may I do what?
May I carry you home or walk you home?
Okay. If you were in a boat and you had to get it up on the land, you might have to take a rope and tie it to it and do what?
Winch it out.
Winch it out. Or if you didn't have a winch, you'd just have to grab hold and
pull it out.
Okay. If your car's gotten stalled out on the street, you might ask somebody to give you a
push.
Okay. If you were carrying a real heavy sack of meal for a long distance, instead of just saying I carried it, you might say that I
toted it.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say anything else other than toted?
I pushed it.
You ever heard anybody say I lugged it?
Yeah, lugged it.
Okay. If you're in the kitchen cooking something and you have some little children around, you might say, now that stove's real hot, so
don't touch it.
Okay. If you wanted a knife that's lying on the kitchen table, you might turn to somebody and say, go
get me that knife. Or,
okay.
Or hand me that knife.
Okay.
They can reach at it.
Okay. All right. What about, when some children play games of tag, do you know what you call that thing that they run to where they're safe from being tagged? What do you call that place?
Well, I don't know the proper name for it, nor anything, but we used to call it the home plate.
Home plate?
Base.
Base? Okay. What about at on a football field? What do you call that thing at the end of the field?
The goal.
Okay. All right, if you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to do what?
Catch it.
Okay, and if you did that yesterday, you say, yesterday you threw it and I...
You caught it.
Okay. But maybe I'm talking about the same word. You say, I've been fishing.